No matter how much we can understand about the Torah, it always comes down to what can we do? One thing Hashem wants us to do, given the reality of how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, is to be happy. But as he's going to explain to us, the way to facilitate that is not through ignoring the pain of the world or the darkness of the world. Because also in that parak of Tehillim, Tzadik Beis, I have rejoiced in your works, Hashem. And what are the b'fa'alecha? What are the works of Hashem's hand? There's only one work of Hashem's hand. All of creation was created by Hashem's speech, except for man. When this pasuk in Tehillim speaks about the work of Hashem's hands, it's specifically referring to human beings, because nothing else was created by Hashem with his hands, kavayocha. Ale Asar, and what are these 10 types of song that are mentioned there in Tzadik Beis that we say on Shabbos? Ale Asar, this 10-stringed instrument alludes to the 10 types of song. Ve'elo yud minei negina, these are 10 types of song or expression of the soul. To give an example of how vast this is, all of the arts, painting, architecture, dance, music, every art that exists is only one tiny aspect of the 10 types of song. It's just the tip of the iceberg compared to the potential of the human soul. And this is the secret behind the words, Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. Then in the future we'll sing Moshe and Bnei Yisrael, that in the future time, this Yashir with a Yud is alluding to those 10 types of song. That is the true potential of humanity. And all we have until now was the Shir, or the Shirah. And we have the Shir of the time of Mashiach, that will be a great moment in personal Geula and in the Geula of the Klal. And now we can understand why, in order to make the future in Hebrew language, Ya'avo, Yashir, and whenever this Yud is present, we're alluding to the concept of the fullest potential of humanity. It's the direction towards life, towards future. Ale Asar v'hul kisa machtani Hashem b'falecha ve'elu yud minei negina ba'in b'soch asara minei tefakin. These are the 10 types of song or expressions of the soul are present in Sefer Tehillim. And all 10 types enliven the 10 pulses in the human body. These are the tefakin. Dofek is pulse. It also means to knock, like to knock on a door. Dofek. V'chein kol minei negunin klulin b'yud minei negina. V'elo yud minei negina ba'in b'soch asara minei defakin. These 10 types of song have to do with the 10 different pulses of the human body which give us life. V'heim mechayin oisan, as the Rebbe says. That's what gives us our life energy, our life force. Keneged also the 10 sfirot. 10 sfirot are the conduits through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu enlivens the world. Simcha is a state of the fullest functioning of the potential of a person. That is, when we are fully alive and awake. Simcha is not a mood. It's a spiritual achievement. It's not, oh boy, I ate 10 donuts and they were yummy. Simcha is lo tuloy b'dvar. It doesn't depend on externalities of our lives. Simcha is a state of das. It's a state of understanding that everything that happens to us is from Hashem. When a person understands and has das, they are capable of expressing themselves through these 10 types of song, as David HaMelech and the other 9 tzaddikim did in Sefer Tehillim. When we say words of Sefer Tehillim, we're connecting to the das of these 10 tzaddikim. Al yedei zeh ba'in cholas min hayud minei dfakim. If there is some type of blockage or damage to the simcha, to the 10 types of expression of the human soul, we must keep in mind the teaching of the Holy Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh tells us, all of Am Yisrael is one body, and we're all like cells in the body. So we can't take this on a simplistic level, that somebody gets sick, therefore they must not be spiritually refined and they're depressed or they're doing something wrong with the 10 types of song or this type of thinking. This is a mistake. The entire Am Yisrael is one body. And if there's somebody in Wisconsin who is not keeping Shabbos and not making brachas, and somebody in Yerushalayim, you know, has a stomach ache, there's a reason for this.
It's like something that's going on in the foot, can be a cause for something that's really going on somewhere else in the body.
Right, on the physical level, exactly, exactly. But in the spiritual level, it can be that one Jew somewhere is doing something, and another Jew somewhere else who has a stronger emuna can take that illness that results and turn it into a tefillah. If Hashem sent the commensurate illness to that Jew out there and wherever, that Jew might turn away completely from Hashem because they don't have the kelim. So that's why it's lefi, the das, the responsibility. The person who has more das has more responsibility for the klal. And what's our responsibility? Simply to turn to Hashem and turn all the surim into tefillah in the Heit Bodhidut. That's why the Heit Bodhidut is so important. Because that's what transforms all of the suffering and all of the mistakes of the klal into something that we can connect to Hashem with. By the way, one of these types of expression is called bracha. For instance, if a Jew is not making brachas on his food, this is an aspect of a kilkul in one of the 10 types of song, which then results, chas v'shalom, in illness. Because the 10 pulses become weakened due to the flaw somewhere in the 10 types of melody. This is what gives rise to illness. Al yedei kilkul hayud minei negina, shehem hasimcha kanal, ki kol minei cholas kalulin, because illnesses arise from different types of weaknesses in the pulse. And all the different types of songs and melodies are included in the 10 types of nigina. And all of the arts are nothing compared. Even the greatest sonata or the greatest Bach composition is absolutely nothing compared to the words of a child making a bracha or a person making a bracha on some food. This is a higher aspect of song than the greatest musical composition ever composed. Because bracha is one aspect of song. The Torah itself is called shir. Uchafi kilkul hasimcha v'hanigun. And the particular illness that arises corresponds directly to the flaw in the joy or the song. And experts, medical authorities, they also recognize this. They expound on this. They expound on how all illness comes al yedei moreshchoyo v'atzvos, comes as a result of depression and sadness. It's very, very critical and central, as you'll see. The whole teaching, as we'll see the end of the teaching, is Heit Bodhidut. This is the key teaching in the Likutei Mohan, practically speaking, for the principles of Heit Bodhidut. This is why I wanted to begin here. This is the music. We are the instruments of song. The physical instruments, pianos, guitars, flutes, they are only a mashal for the nimshal. And the nimshal is you and me. We are the musical instruments upon which the 10 types of song are being played. We want to be true. We want to be good instruments. We want to be good klei zimmer. So how do we do this? First, by understanding that that's what we are. If we understand that's what we are, then we have a chance of really being who we're supposed to be. And the music is the simcha. And the different notes are the different ways we apply simcha to every life situation during the day. If we meet a certain challenge with simcha and with the bodhidut, then we're playing the right note. If we meet the challenge with discouragement and despair, then we're playing the wrong note. The melody doesn't come through. The Rebbe speaks about this in his teaching in the first chelik of Likutei Moran in Resh Pei Beis. It's the teaching that's known as Azamra. It speaks about how finding the good point in a situation is how we play the correct note to make the melody of our life. As David HaMelech says, Ashira Lashem b'chayai in Kuf Dalet. Ashira Lashem b'chayai, we say on Rosh Chodesh. V'hasimcha hi rofua gadoila. And joy is a great healer. V'le'asid tiskadel hasimcha ma'oid. And in the future, simcha will become very great. There will be tremendous joy. Alkein amru aboseinu zichronim l'bracha. And about this, the Rabbanim said, and now we come to the key, the keynote of our concept of Hashem being at the rosh of the chole, at the head of the sick person. The Chachamim tell us in Masechta Sukkos of the Yerushalmi, Pei, in Lulav, and Arba Minim.
What about Lulav and Arba?
It's the section where it's the Makor.
Yeah.
The Makor for this concept of Hashem being at the head of the circle dance of the tzaddikim. This is an important concept. So the makor is, it's the Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechta Sukkah, where Chazal tell us, Asid, in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liyos, Roish, Choleh, Letzadikim, Asid, Lavoy. That in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be at the head of the dance circle. Choleh. A choleh is the same word as illness. Dance and illness, the exact same word in Lashon HaKadosh.
So what does that mean that Hashem will be at the head of the dance? Because the dance is a circle.
The head of the dance, like at a chasana, is the center. It's what's going on. Everyone is equidistant from that center. But all the tzaddikim are connected to the Shechina in Asid level. The Rebbe is teaching us the interconnectedness of all the tzaddikim. But he's showing us the principle. The Rosh of the Choleh is the center of the circle. That is to say, Dahainu, Rosh HaMachoil. He will be the head of the dance. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't run out of words. He didn't have to double up on words because he didn't have enough. Hashem has plenty of everything. The reason why he chose the same word would be used for sickness and dance is what the Rebbe now will explain.